from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6.
You will not make this putt, you jackass.
That's right. Yeah, there are important issues going on in the world that affect everyday Americans like you and I. But the most relatable moment in front of 30 million people last night was that one of those men is likely to be the leader of the free world, and they too lie about their golf handicaps.
The country is now coming together on this issue. It's been a great thing.
Thank you, President Biden.
It's been a terrible thing.
Right. Exactly.
We needed that kind of lying.
Isn't that ironic? We needed it.
We needed those two men, specifically those two men, to lie about their golf games to bring us down to our level.
It was what we needed. Texter, we're asking for your dumbest arguments that you've ever been in. Texter says he argued with his dad that the moon landing was fake. In a fit of rage, he channeled his inner grobber and yelled at me, "It was real. I was there." He meant he watched it on TV. Not being on the moon. That's pretty good.
He was there and he was on Pluto. Pluto is a planet.
Texter, I got into an argument with a buddy in college at a bonfire because he thought that he was getting a sunburn because his skin was turning red. I tried to explain to him that there is no UV rays in a fire and that he was slowly cooking. He called me an a-hole and threw my hat in the fire.
Ooh.
All right. Not bad. Let's see here. Eric in Valpo. Eric.
Hello there, Eric.
Eric, you're on the Parkinson Spiegel show. Dumbest argument, please, sir.
How you doing, guys? My father was a horse farm, owned a horse farm down in Kentucky. We're down there in middle of the 90s, watching a bear game.
Bears.
And he said that that the horse could easily score a touchdown against the beloved 85 Bear defense. I, of course, said there's no way in hell that could happen. Hampton, Perry, they'd rip them off. This went on for about 35 minutes. I won the argument by asking, how does the horse hold the ball?
In his mouth.
Possibly. But, I mean, that's a big ball, and the horse's, I guess a horse's mouth would.
Wait a minute. You didn't consider the mouth?
You win the argument.
You guys argued for 35 minutes about a horse scoring a touchdown against the 85 Bears. You said, well, how's he going to hold the ball? And no one responded. Yeah. His mouth?
No one responded. My father did not respond to that. He went, I asked if McMahon drops back, takes out a big piece of tape and wraps it around like the neck and the horse goes in. The offensive line would have to hold, 10 seconds for him to be able to get the tape around the neck with the ball?
Just put it in his hat, in his mouth and have the horse run.
I actually have the visual in my head. That's why I'm laughing.
Fensick's not tackling a horse.
I believe there's a horse. Old Miller Lights involved in
okay.
This.
Yeah, no, I like it. That's a great argument.
Jay Hilgenberg snapping to McMahon who hands off to a horse.
Good.
How the hell...
That's a great argument, Eric.
I mean,
it's an excellent argument.
Yep. You can't tackle a horse from behind, though. That's what they tell you from Pop Warner on. You try to get they will pop you. So I don't know, man. Would Wilbur Marshall have known not to get behind a horse? I don't know.
You got to gang tackle a horse.
You
right?
Got to gang tackle a horse. And the speed, the acceleration. Ooh.
Yeah,
I mean,
the 85 Bears were good, but I got to say, I think I like the horse.
Yeah, I mean, nobody, I don't know, what are you going to do, put Willie Gault on defense to keep up with the horse? I mean,
it's tough.
It's, yeah.
I don't care about the Miami Heat's history. The hell with them. And the horse that rode in on them.
Normal Tom texting in, a mob member, that the dumbest argument they ever were in was with Shane about Stevie Wonder actually being able to see.
Mm.
Yeah.
I assume that Shane was the one who thought he can see.
Yeah, because it's pretty well documented that Stevie has some ability to see.
The YouTube tricks. It's a simple YouTube search, and you can see what he's seeing. And responding to the way anybody who has vision would respond to.
Yeah.
So you're admitting that it's documented that he has some ability to see, right?
It feels like there's a lot of evidence out there that Stevie can partially see.
Okay, so let's say you can only walk a little bit. Would you tell everyone you're 100% paralyzed and take advantage of that?
No.
No, you wouldn't. You're not a bad guy.
I'd say I have trouble walking.
Stevie Wonder, bad guy, can see.
Trouble seeing.
Can see.
Can see. Some.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
Can see some. Okay. Let's go to...
Go to Mark here.
Mark is in the West Loop. Dumbest argument you ever got in? We had presidential candidates argue about their handicap on national TV last night. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. So in my 20s, I worked in a warehouse, and it was a new warehouse. It was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So eventually, they're building a brand new Burger King next door, and we were all happy because, no, now we can get lunch. So I just made a flippant comment, and I said, you know, I can eat a Whopper every day. This is going to be great. My friend was like, no, I can eat a Whopper every day. I would eat you Whoppers. So we made a bet to see who could eat the most Whoppers. So this was going on for about 15, 20 days, and I was well ahead. And then he decides to say, well, no, you only order a Whopper with just ketchup, so yours doesn't count as much because I get onions and pickles and tomatoes. I'm like, no, that's not the case. So this started getting escalated because a bet was in hand here. There was money going to exchange hands. I got so angry, I stood up and I slammed my Whopper into his chest. And the boss came in. There was noise. The tables were getting pushed around. Their friends had to break it up. We still, to this day, I know he's listening. He's a score guy, too. If he's listening, I won. I had more Whoppers. I ate more Whoppers than you. You guys be the judge. Does condiments on the Whopper make it not as much as a Whopper?
Well, I mean, you definitely consumed fewer calories per Whopper, but I feel like that's a term of the bet that should have been established prior.
The Whopper is the bun and the meat. The other stuff is just extra stuff.
But it is filling.
Here's what I know.
I might be on his side.
Here's what I know. Listen, throwing the Whopper.
In Park. I know where he lives. He lives in Evergreen Park, and I know he's listening. He knows I ate more Whoppers.
No matter what, though, understand this. You did the right thing by throwing the Whopper at him. Understand that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That's the mature way to handle
that
the Whopper debate.
That is something that we condone here on the Parkins and Spiegel show. You're throwing food at people. Kids, listen up.
We got a lot of really dumb arguments that are coming in still.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I think we should keep this going.
I love it.
Frankly, I need this palate cleanse.
We all need
in my life after what I consumed last night.
Amen.
I need this abject stupidity.
Danny. So, I was counter-programming last night. I was on the score.
I should have tuned in.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have tuned in. I needed it in my life.
Oh, I had some beautiful stuff for everybody last night.
I heard you had Bob Nightingale.
Oh, we did have Bob Nightingale. Yeah, that's not your guy.
Yeah, I know. I probably would have watched the debate.
Okay.
312-644.
Stacey King.
Oh, that's great counter-programming.
Give me the hot sauce.
Lines are open. Dumbest argument ever. It's Parkinson Spiegel with Grody on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.